action areas.
This is something that I asked to be put on the agenda. We need, I think, from time to time to review what are described as the action areas within our remit, if you like, which obviously is North Shore of the island. And I've asked Plan D, Edward Leung, to brief us on what are the action areas in our remit. So, Edward, if you would, take us through. Thank you. And you use Cantonese or English, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. The purpose of this briefing is to provide members an overview of the action area proposals as formulated by the former IGCC. And let me introduce the background of the action area proposals first. And at the 24th IGCC meeting on the 15th of December 2008, the IGCC members raised concern on the impact of short-term land uses, including rest areas along the harbourfront. And subsequently, it was agreed that the IGCC subcommittee on harbour plan review should identify specific areas of concerns and make recommendations to HEC for further consideration. Then a series of working meetings were held by the HEC subcommittee to identify possible quick wins and enhancement opportunities along the harbourfront. And on the 22nd of July 2009, the subcommittee came up with a proposal based on the 24 action areas and agreed to submit the proposal to HEC for consideration. And on the 17th of August 2009, the HEC considered the subcommittee's paper on this project, on this subject, and endorsed the subcommittee's recommendations of the action areas proposals. As mentioned, there are altogether 22 action areas along the harbourfront, which are demarcated based on the site characteristics and dynamics. The proposed quick wins and enhancement opportunities can be divided into the following categories: temporary waterfront promenade, enhancement of the existing open space and LCSD facilities, to mitigate construction risks and to address interface of existing users and public areas, to improve waterfront accessibility and connectivity, and incorporate harbourfront enhancement in ongoing projects and studies, and also some longer term proposals such as enhancement of vacant piers. And among the 22 action areas, 8 of them fall within the harbourfront area of Hong Kong Island. At the waterfront area of Kennedy Town, there are some port-related facilities there, and the interland area is mainly residential in nature. And some of the waterfront sites, including the Western District Public Cargo Working Area and the ex-incinerator and Abetra site, are being used as rest areas for the West Island Line. And you can see that an open space is planted at Sing Sai Road. And in the long term, enhancement of vacant piers of ex-incinerator sites for public use could be considered. Also, a land use review for Kennedy Town and Mount Davis is currently undertaken by the planning department, and incorporation of harbourfront enhancement measures may be possible in this part of the harbourfront. For the Site 1 action area, the waterfront is currently occupied by the wholesale food market and associated facilities. And the enhancement opportunities of the vacant piers and the seafront strip of land of the market have been discussed at the last meeting. In the site input action area, the waterfront is dominated by a mix of public utilities, leisure facilities, open space and government uses, with major roads segregating the area from the hinterland. And there are some planned projects there, including the landscape area after completion of the Western Cross Harbour Water Main and HES facilities, the proposed waterfront open space at the former public filling Bargain Pond site, and the proposed open space at Western Fire Services Street. And the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park has already opened, and the swimming pool complex within the park will be completed later this year. The Central and Western District Promenade, Shenwan Section, was also completed in November 2009, and there may be an opportunity to widen the existing temporary promenade and beautify the streetscape along Western Fire Services Street as a quick win project. The Shenhua Action Area is a major transport hub, including the Macau Ferry Terminal and Heliport. And it is worthwhile to consider the improvement of a gray footpath along this section of the waterfront. The Central Action Area is the extension area of the Central Business District. Works for the Central Reclamation Phase 3 and Central One Side Bypass are in progress. And the Tama development project, including 2.1 hectare public open space, will be completed later this year. And as all members know, there is an advanced promenade stretching along the seafront from Central Piers to the open space area, funding the Tama project is being constructed to integrate with the Green Harbor Extension area north of Tama. And concerned departments have consulted the task force on the design of the advanced promenade at the meetings in October and December last year. A major portion of the action area also falls within the study area of the urban design study for the new Central Harbour Fund, and the objective of which is to refine the existing urban design framework and to formulate planning and design briefs for key sites. A 2 km long waterfront promenade linking Central Piers and the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center, and 11 hectares of harbour side public open space are proposed under the urban design study. The possibility of designated areas for market, hawker, performance activities along the ferry pier areas may be a possible quick win project. Wan Chai is divided into Wan Chai West and Wan Chai East action areas. In the Wan Chai West Action Area, the waterfront comprises a promenade, the Golden Bohemia Square, and the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center. The Wan Chai East Action Area is mainly occupied by commercial and government sites, several recreational facilities, and Causeway Bay typhoon shelter. There are some large-scale planned infrastructure works there, including the Sha Tin to Central Link and the North Hong Kong Island Line. The construction works of the Central Wan Chai Bypass has commenced for completion around 2017, and there will be about 13.5 hectares of open space, including a 4 km long waterfront promenade along the new shoreline in Wan Chai. And to the further west is the Oil Street Sale site. Upon completion of the site, public open space and landscape walkway with a minimum of 3,530 square meters connecting the future waterfront will be provided. The last one is the Island East Section Area. The area is mainly residential in character with some commercial and government developments in Causeway Bay. And it also forms part of the study area of the ongoing Hong Kong Island East Harbourfront Study. The North Point Estate site new development with provision of waterfront promenade and open space will provide an opportunity for enhancement of the concerned area. A 20-meter wide temporary waterfront promenade at the eastern lot of the North Point Estate site has been implemented under the District Minor Works Program and open to public since June last year. And construction of a temporary waterfront promenade along Hoi Street to connect with Causeway Bay Park is anticipated to commence later this year for completion in 2012. And this is the end of my presentation, and members are invited to prioritize the action areas for subsequent follow-up. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Maybe for discussion purposes, you just run through your slides again. Perhaps start with the Kennedy Town slide. That would help members, I think, and we can just focus on this area and then we can work east if we like. Yeah. I mean, we've discussed members today, obviously, one and two. We're aware of the challenges there. Three is ongoing. We're waiting for Agnfish to come back with some short, medium and long-term proposals on use of wholesale markets. I mean, four and five, we could probably and could make some progress on. We certainly ought to get some connectivity through Shun Tak. I mean, at the moment, that's a real hazard if you try and walk through there and you get run down by a bus or a taxi, almost guaranteed. Four as well is something we could well work on, I would have thought. Any reaction, Maisie, in terms of priorities here? I mean, four and five, presumably, are there any constraints to moving those forward a little more quickly?
Well, five is a bit difficult, I think, because it involves a Shuntech Center, a private developer, but we can look at that.
But I mean, I would have thought a discussion with the whole family. Could be, depends which one, I know, yes. But I would have thought it must be worth having a dialogue. At senior level. Yeah. But what about four? Getting some connectivity through there. Because we built the park and it's a nice park, and then we've got the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park.
Chairman, it is fully connected now,
but in a fairly minimal way.
It's a low quality connection. It's fully connected, but it needs somebody with hammer and nails and metal cutters to go and clean up a bit of work there. I mean, it just needs somebody to go out with transport departments and make sure we can get rid of the U-rail. What is that called? The U-rail or whatever? The inverted U-rail that is on the side of the road. It needs some detailing. It needs nice detailing, but somebody needs to go there and sort it out.
Please.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. I think for the point four, I think the transport department can do something.
I will go out
to the site if someone wants to join me to see how we can modify this.
Please minute that. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Welcome back.
Okay. Yeah. Chairman, I have another question. The pier at Cadogan Street, that is always a really good pier for going out fishing, and that pier has been closed off for whatever safety, but what can't we have a bit of money being spent on fixing it up and make sure it's back over for public use to go people go fishing off it? It's a nice little corner there, and it's not being used by anybody. We've raised it a couple of times. It's somebody just has spent some money on it.
Maybe perhaps put that on the list to have a look at it. Okay.
It's close to one.
And Maisie, put my name against Shuntak, all right? I'll have a go.
Mr. Chairman, actually for the pier near Cadogan Street, if I remember correctly, it should have been allocated to the MTRC as well. As
just outside.
It's closed off.
It's just outside.
Yeah. There is a narrow bit of lanes that I think people are doing just on the pavement.
Hmm. Rather than
on the pier.
But we need a conversation with MTR anyway, so maybe this is something they could do.
Yeah, well, I believe that it's actually the site immediately outside, or in front of it, south of it, is highways, and then outside that, and then going west is MTR. So, but that, there is a little. It's unused right now.
Okay.
It's a real.
We'll put on the list, Paul. Thank you. Maybe look at the next plan. Thank you. My question is it worth tackling Bohemia now, or do we leave it? Because it really is very chatty. Where we welcome our visitors from the mainland, but from all over the world, and it's looking very, very sad at the moment, I feel. Do we wait 5 years till everything else is done, or do we try and push for at least some enhancement? I mean, now that's really the question, I think. Maisie, is it within the control of New World? Yeah. No, I'm less fussed about the statue. I'm more fussed about the square.
No, the promenade in front, which is that in front of the black line, that green bit, is LCSD, and between that and the Convention Exhibition Centre itself is under the management of the Convention Exhibition Centre. And so they haven't done anything. and there's no place to sit. All my photographs that I take every time is all the tourists sitting on the street. And somebody, nobody's responsible for doing that, so I'm not sure who will be responsible. So the question is, who will be in charge of fixing it?
I think, correct me, Maisie, I think there was a dialogue with TDC and New World at some stage about the future of this area.
As far as I'm aware, Paul has, or and some other members once suggested to move the Golden Bohemian.
Yeah, that yes, but I'm thinking more of the, the overall enhancement of the area.
Do members have any specific kind of enhancement in mind? If not, we can have a general discussion with TDC and LCSD. I think it's normal days is very busy with lots of tourists, but strategically, as the chairman has said, it's very important because there are so many events, major ceremonies taking place there. Yeah.
It's striking the balance. Yeah. I mean, certainly seating, shading, I think food and beverage is in short supply. It's a question of how much you provide.
We are about to lose our kiosk at the ferry pier. As the ferry pier is going to be redeveloped, the only kiosk, the only cheap food place where you can sit outside is going to be gone as well. And we have no... So the only thing, if people want to have any cheap food that's inside the convention centre, there's a little Kmart, whatever they call it, K-store, whatever they call that thing. And so people queue up for cheap food, and that's about it. There's nothing else. It's a really poorly managed site.
Not a very good welcome to Hong Kong, no. Maybe we could have a dialogue.
But I would imagine it would be very difficult to put in kiosks there. It's exactly because of so many ceremonial activities and other activities there. But we will discuss with bodies in task.
Yeah, could be times, even in removable. Temporary. All right, good. Any other questions on this one, members?
Yeah, Chairman, my question is on the what I hope we can have is start having a discussion again with the about the design of P2. Every time I come around for the whole P2 design, it's probably the ugliest road in the world on what's supposed to be the but I have nicer roads where I live in Hang Hau and Tsuen Kwan O than we have on the central waterfront.
Paul, I have you under AOB on connectivity. Can we raise it then?
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. Next plan then, please. I suppose the question here is how quickly can we get on with Hoi Yu Street, Area 2? Is that now really planned and in budgets and all the necessary? Maisie? Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Well, the project is about to commence late 2011, and we're about to consult this task force on the design at the next meeting.
Cool. Okay. And this is not a PP model. This is a government model.
Advanced Promenade.
Oh, another Advanced Promenade. Okay. Yes. Okay. So we're dealing with a 20 million budget limit? Okay. But at least we have something. Okay. Any other questions, members, on this slide? Okay. Anything on the list that isn't on the list then? I mean, obviously, Vincent, you're quite quiet, but I mean, you were very much instrumental in putting this list together. I mean, I think it's a very good start, but obviously we could and should build on it. Are there any items which are not on here? The boardwalk, Question from me, Maisie, or question to you, if I may. Does the boardwalk have to wait? I mean, everybody you talk to says, what a good idea. can we get on and do it? Does it have to, could it be excised out of the consultation? Could it be done as advanced works, given there is a lot of support?
I think the third phase of the consultation will end mid this year, so it won't take us long.
Right.
I mean, for us to wait for the
conclusion of the
study. Well, the challenge is to identify a works agent and also to discuss or deliberate on the point about possible impact on the PHO.
Okay. Paul, sorry, hand going up.
Yes.
Chairman, you're moving a bit fast for me. On my list, I also had on the on one side east. One side.
You saw my plan, did you? Sorry about that.
Yeah, I saw through your plan. On the one side east, can be at some stage the harbour enhancement review for one side has been done a long time ago. Now that the central one side bypass, everything is in production. I think it's time to have a close look at the details. I became aware of some details. For example, if we want to make sure of that little typhoon shelter on the west of the York Club, we had ideas of having marine users there, but we found out that you can't because of the wave action, and you have to do more. Although we say we're going to have it, you can't do it unless we're going to do some work on it. But I think we need to look at the details now a bit more, because otherwise the central once the bypass is finished and we're going to have a temporary works promenade, and then we're not having any of these marine users that we have said we're going to have. So can we put that one back on the planning stage and get people in to invite people with proposals and re-look at some of the detailing?
To brief us on the one-child waterfront. Okay. Okay. Yep, let's put that on the list. Yep. Anything else? Oh, sorry, Paul.
Yep. Another one I have on the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter. I know that at the big committee, at your committee, there's been discussion about water quality. When can we have in the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter at the outfalls of the stormwater drains some capture, some traps, so we can see where the dirt come from? You know, they simply and cheap to do, and then we can at least see which outfalls is actually causing the pollution, and if we know which outfalls are causing the pollution, we can try to figure out how to solve it. But right now we have no monitoring. So we don't even know whether the pollution comes from the sand pans or from the outfalls.
EPD is due to return to us shortly on this and other typhoon shelters.
Thanks.
Yep.
Do we know, Mr. Chairman, if the waterfront pedestrian connection at the moment between the sort of police club, yacht club area and the typhoon shelter waterfront is going to be maintained during the MTRC's work progress in that area?
I don't suppose anybody does know, but we here anyway, but we can find out for sure. Yep. All right. Anything else? I think this should come to us every 6 months, if we may suggest. Just to remind us, it can be a fairly short item on the agenda, but I think we ought to just go run through every 6 months just to remind ourselves and to refresh the discussion, I think.
Chairman, if I can just, because in this initial discussion of these action areas, I try to remind everybody what the original intent was. When we did this action area, we took the entire waterfront and cut it up in little pieces, because each piece we could recognize as could have a different timeline of actually getting work done, although we need an overall plan. Each has different dynamics. So this was cut up accordingly. And I noticed that we now have two sets of papers with different definitions of the areas. So I suggest if we can... one thing, do make sure that all the namings and sorting between those two lists, and there's one list rather than two lists. There's one thing that I suggest. The second is I think for each of the areas we've got to have a clear strategy and timeline in mind. Mm-hmm. So, yep. And so for the Island East, we had at that time said we'll keep that as one area because it was under the review, but once the review is completed, we can also look at what the different dynamics are for the different areas and identify them and put them on different timelines, and so they can be progressed. And maybe that time has come, and then so we can actually complete the job of cutting it up and putting things on timelines.
Sounds like the time would be middle of this year when the consultation is completed. We could then chop it up. Yep. Okay. Sorry, yes, Vincent.
Yeah. Chairman, while we are on this map as well, I remember that, well, two, 3 years ago, North Point Promenade and Hong Kong has already been identified as a quick win project, right? So I don't know how quick is that quick win, which we asked that agreed 3 years ago. So I'd like to know the state. Well, frankly, I agree with Paul that we should actually have a timeline attached to all this development improvement work. Otherwise, we don't know how quick is quick, sure. How short term, and how long term is long term.
Yeah.
So it appears to me that we have been stuck somewhere That's why I've been keeping quiet. I thought I had talked about this, talked about the same thing 3 years ago, and
yeah.
I'm talking about the same thing now.
So,
while we are on this, I don't know what is, well, can I learn from the Harbour Unit? What is the program for this North Point Promenade? Is that it's open in June 2010? Is it already opened? Or is it still
open?
It's already open.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Good.
We need to improve on the presentation.
A lot
of works have already been
done. Yeah.
Or they are close to completion. We are actually planning all the PR and the publicity maps, for example, the Hong Kong. Some temporary projects, they are also done.
I think a schedule of dates.
I think we need to do that.
Completed or to be completed.
Chairman, one of the things we have proposed in the past is that this is on a website, and that at these meetings we just get updated on the changes. So every time we meet, we have a quick update on what the changes are, rather than having this whole print document. We just kept being told, guys, these are the things, a few updates, three items.
I agree. I think going forward, I agree. This is the first time as a task force we've looked at this, so we need to look at it in the round. But I agree, going forward, then obviously we pick up changes.
Because there are members who are very familiar with this map and this action area, and there are members who are with us since the commission began. We actually need to give members a bird's eye view on what each task force are working on, the progress of individual initiatives.
We'll strike a balance. Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.